This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. 2:01 is the time. The day before the second half of the Major League Baseball season begins. One more day in the All-Star break. And we've got three great hours for you here today on Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello. And Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., I don't really know that he would be categorized as idle today, Scraby.
He's on a plane.
Right, he's on a plane today. Today's a travel day as the Padres head back to Washington, D.C., where they will take on the Nationals to start the second half of the season. Not the official second half, mathematically.
Yeah, I don't like the second half, first half thing.
You do or don't?
I don't.
What would you like it to be? Would you like it to already be the second half?
I want it to be the second half when the second half starts.
Okay, well, then the second
82 games.
All right, then the second half is already underway,
yeah.
And we'll just continue. How about this? Tomorrow, the Padres will continue the second half. Are you better with that?
Thank you.
Are you all right
Thank
with that?
You.
I like
because
to make
it's
sure
not
you're...
even close to being the second half.
No, the Padres have played 96 games. They have 66 remaining. So even somebody like myself with the San Diego State math degree, even somebody such as yourself who probably never even studied any math at USF or Colorado State.
I barely made it through my accounting class.
Or anywhere else you went to school. And I don't have time to list them all.
Oh, you know what's really funny, though? I'm sorry to... I named the YouTube... Gosh, this just completely throws me under the bus. The YouTube name is Padres on the Eve of the Second Half.
Oh, you...
that's what I titled the YouTube.
That's what you're naming
our... So I'm completely disregarding what I just said.
Right, you just... Okay, so if you go to YouTube, the title of today's episode is... Padres on the eve of the second half, even though you just complained about it.
I did.
Dylan Cease started tomorrow. Anything less than what he did last year in Washington, D.C. is going to be a disappointment. So, yeah.
A no-hitter?
Pretty much, yeah. Call a no-hitter tomorrow again and get the second half or the, you know, whatever, second half off to the right kind of start. So that'll be tomorrow. We'll have actually a very short show tomorrow because the game gets underway at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. But it'll be good to be back to baseball. It's only been, I want to say the last 5 years, Scraby, that baseball All-Star break was extended to a fourth day. In fact, forever and ever, you know, you got the Monday off, you had the game on Tuesday, you got the Wednesday off, and then teams started playing again on Thursday. But that was changed. I don't know if it was a collective bargaining thing.
I didn't know
or,
this.
Yeah, no, they everybody got an extra day starting about 5 or so years
Has
ago.
Has to be a CBA thing.
I would imagine it was something that was bargained by the worn-out Major League Baseball players who needed one extra day of rest.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Before look, why don't you take a couple of weeks? Really?
No.
I mean, come on. What, you know,
I don't need a week.
I don't want anybody to wear out, you know, and get too tired. Take a couple of weeks off. I mean, look, it's the way it goes now in sports in general. I mean, what is the key phrase? A key phrase that was never once uttered in the history of sports until about 7 years ago. Load management. That was not a phrase for sports. I mean, absolutely nobody ever took a day off and admitted that they were just a little tired, needed a day to rest. Even if that was the case, I think people would say, well, you know, he was feeling under the weather, had a little twinge in his back. Nobody admitted. Athletes were too proud to admit, just I'm worn out. I need a day off. Well, now it's not only accepted, it's pretty much the way it goes. I mean, managers, it started, I'll tell you when it started in baseball. It started 25 years ago when a manager would give when the manager would give the catcher the day off on a Sunday day game following a Saturday night game. They go, well, the catcher's probably a little exhausted, you know, been squatting behind home plate all week. Just, you know, late last night, we're going to bet the backup catcher would play on Sunday. Then all of a sudden, it got really good to the guy, the managers, and they said, you know what? We're going to start giving kind of everybody day off on Sunday. You know, day game after night game, let everybody rest and refresh. And if you were one of the unlucky ticket holders to a Sunday game, you got to see all the bench players.
Shouldn't you know that, though?
Shouldn't I know that?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to buy a Sunday ticket because I'm not going to get to see the stars.
I would say it's always buyer beware, but it's not like they announced it to people and said, hey, you know, on Sunday we're sitting Garvey out, we're sitting Ron Say out, we're sitting Dusty Baker out. We're playing a bunch of guys that just came up from AAA. You just showed up to the ballpark, and those guys didn't play.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But now, you know, this is it's widely accepted that everybody needs a day off, and so it is that the baseball All-Star break is an extra day off.
Should we look at it like this, that athletes, we should praise them for speaking out instead of trying to be too tough? You know, like, I'm going to push through this injury.
Yeah. You know me, I would agree with that on the surface.
Yeah, on the surface,
but
yes.
If I dig a little deeper, I would tell you that because that just didn't need to be the case for 100 years, why did it all of a sudden need to be the case? I mean, Lou Gehrig broke the thing with 2,000 some odd games, but like everybody had a 1,000 game streak in those. You know what I mean?
I do.
Everybody showed up and played every game. Pete Rose, 162 games. Guys used to play 163 games if they happened to get traded to a team that had an extra game remaining.
That's crazy.
The guys just didn't miss. I remember, I'll give you one more example, a guy named Joel Youngblood, who was actually a backup outfielder, played for the Expos at Wrigley Field one day and then got traded that afternoon to the New York Mets. Flew from Wrigley Field to New York and played that night for the Mets.
Well, that will definitely not happen these days, which I don't expect it to happen.
I know, I'm just saying, absolutely nobody would do that now.
Would you say that, is it all about money? Is it all about trying to keep these guys as fresh as possible?
Here, look, that is the fairest thing you just said. The organizations, the teams, they have a lot more invested in these athletes now. And they can't afford to really take any kind of risks with them. And so I get that part of it. Bob Gibson could go pitch every fourth day for 140 pitches because if his arm did blow out, so what? The Cardinals were only paying him $30,000 anyway. You know? But now that every pitcher makes $6.1 million or whatever.
Base salary.
Right. Everybody wants their guys to pitch, so they take it easy. So I'll give you that one.
August has a good point on the chat.
What's he got?
It's not like they're taking 4th of July or Labor Day off. They're not getting the same holidays that we do. Memorial Day.
Okay.
You know what I say to that?
Yeah. Probably the same thing I'm going to say to that, but go ahead.
They're professional baseball players. And they signed up for it, and they get paid for it.
I'm also going to say this. Very few of us, August, Present company not included, because Scraby and I hardly work at all. But most of us work from 9 to 5 every day.
Working
baseball,
9 to 5.
Yeah, baseball players work, 2.5 hours a day?
Maybe they show up at like 2 o'clock for a 6:40 game.
And lounge around the clubhouse for 4 hours.
They go out there, they take a couple swings.
Yeah.
Talk to the opposing team.
They're completely worn out, I'm sure. anyway, with all of that, it will be good to get back to baseball tomorrow. And Padres will get it started. They will begin play with a record of 54. They will begin play a narrow half game ahead of the Giants for the final wild card spot in the National League. So, you know, starting tomorrow and every day after that, these games are going to be, you know, important. Every single day, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. And I think, you know, somehow the Padres have to find another 14-3 streak in there because that's the streak that they're still living off of. Right. I mean, since that start to the season, they are 38-41. They're less than stellar.
Well, this sets up.
But they're still in a playoff position because of that 14-3 start.
They also were playing 6 games out of the break against teams that are under 500.
Yeah, they got the Nats, they got the Marlins, and they have the Padres have cleaned up on the losing team so far this season. They'll also go to St. Louis on this trip. It's a 10-day road trip before they get home on the 28th to host the Metropolitans of New York City. So there you have it, the Padres. Our soccer team took one on the chin last night. Probably the most disappointing result they've had this season.
1-0.
They lost at home 1-0 to a Toronto team that is not having a good season. The fact that they didn't score, this team has been scoring all year. Even when they lost a few games, you remember they were losing 3-2 or whatever. They get shut out at home last night 1-0. And I think the unsophisticated fan, of which I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, me in that.
Including me, immediately says, uh-oh, are we going to be okay without Milan Alaska? Right? He just left. Now we can't score. So, you know, I make that connection.
That sounds like a me thing with baseball.
Yeah, it's an overreaction, I'm sure. But Keith Costigan, play-by-play broadcaster, MLS season pass, will be with us to talk our Thursday MLS chat. I want to say a quick hello as we go to our first break. Got a text just before the start of the show. Good friend of mine who lives in Dallas now. Name is Tony Schumann. Hello, Tony. He was the president of my fraternity I was asked into the fraternity.
Wow.
way back when.
Huge mistake, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, people all over still hate you for that decision. But he just texted, said he had landed in San Diego, wanted to listen to some of the show. So if you're out there, Tony, welcome to
Very
town.
Nice.
And we're glad to have you aboard today along with the rest of you. We will have a Daily Gambit today. We have a 30-mile zone today. We have Chris versus the fans today. We have the Big Five today. It's all here. It's Gwynn and Chris, Scraby, and you until 5 o'clock, and then the Padre Roundtable. So settle back, enjoy a nice afternoon of sports on 97.3
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fan.
All right, we are underway here. 2:17 is the time. Chris Ello and Mr. Scraby alongside with Tony Gwynn Jr. flying with the ball club, Padres, to Washington, D.C. They'll start the series tomorrow afternoon. The Open is underway,
the
Scraby.
Open.
Yeah, I don't like to call it the Open, but that's what everybody calls it now. They have, like, made everybody come over to what they want.
It's branding guidelines, Chris.
It was the
media
British
can't
Open.
Use the British Open anymore.
It was the British Open for 50 years.
Maybe now we just called it. I think we actually called it the British Open, but it was named the Open.
Don't ever recall Jack Nicklaus or Tom Watson winning the Open. I just don't.
No, I'm saying Americans never did. Maybe called it the British Open.
Well, it is whatever it is, and they got
we
the
have
first...
this fight every single
I know we do. They got the first round in. Xander Schauffele, our guy from San Diego State, is the defending champion. Xander shot an even par 71 today, so he's, doing okay. He's right there, four shots off the lead. The other San Diego State guy, who you got to mention him now, right? J.J. Spaun. He's the current U.S. Open champ. He shot a 73, so he's plus two. Wasn't the worst day for J.J., but he's not at the top of the leaderboard. There's four guys, Scraby, at the top of the leaderboard. Or five guys. I have heard of Matt Fitzpatrick. I have heard of Harris English.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Torrey Pines tournament this year, did he not? Harris English?
Yes.
Or last year?
Mm.
I think it was this year. I think Harris
I think
is the current champion out there at Torrey Pines. So he's tied for the lead. But the other three guys, you're going to have to help me.
Okay.
Not only are you going to have to help me like who they are, pretty much going to have to help me pronounce each one of their names. You want to take a shot at any of these guys? Have you looked at the leaderboard yet?
I have kind of looked at the leaderboard.
Yeah, there's a guy from Sweden up there, or Denmark.
Oh, I could see. Okay, I got it. Jakob. I said Jakob.
Yeah, I think it's Jakob something.
Skov Olesen. Hao Tong Lee.
Okay.
And now I know the South African.
Oh, you do?
Christian Bezuidenhout.
Really?
Yes.
Good job.
Bezuidenhout.
I couldn't, and Gesundheit. So
see,
those are the five leaders of the British or the Open. Scottie Scheffler is among those that are one shot back, and as usual, Scottie's right there.
Do you want to know something cool? Is that there's a actual like Tibetan monk that's playing in this. That is a player.
I don't understand.
Like he's a Tibetan monk that took off time to become a monk.
Is the Dalai Lama caddying
the
for
Dalai
him?
Lama?
Is
yeah.
The Lama caddying for the
no,
guy?
No, I don't think he's caddying.
Not available?
I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay. Scottie Scheffler minus three. Really, the next name you're going to want to know is a real, kind of a surprise and a fun surprise at that. At minus one, Phil Mickelson with a good round today. Shot a one under par 70 out
Ricky
there.
Ricky Fowler, top 10.
Okay, if you want to get Ricky in there. The other guy that everybody wants to know about is your guy, Rory. He also was a minus one today. So it's a very tightly bunched field, I must say. The top 70 golfers are within five shots of the lead. So it's going to, you know, be an interesting weekend, but they are underway there at, what's it called?
Royal Portrush.
Yeah.
I don't know why you hate that name.
It's in Northern Ireland.
It is. I love this golf course. Well, it is very nice to look at, and it's a departure from usual open golf courses.
All right, and Woodsy, our guy Woodsy, was flying over there to Great Britain today on his 50th birthday. I don't know if today is actually it, but he's celebrating his 50th birthday. And if you didn't hear this, let me throw him under the bus for a moment. He paid for himself, and I assume his wife, to go with him, unless he's just
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm actually not sure.
Okay, I'm not either. Ben will help us if he's listening. But he paid for first class.
I think that's fine.
You like this.
Yes, you have to.
That is so...
Especially for your 50th birthday, you have to upgrade.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm not that old yet.
Woods is solo. That's what I thought, but I didn't want to leave Han out of it.
He's just there on his own. But I wouldn't know. I'm not 50 yet, so...
You're getting actually, close to 70.
I know. Actually, I don't know because I don't remember what I did for my 50th birthday. But anyway, yeah, he's flying first class over there, but not to see the golf, apparently.
No, to see
he's
Oasis.
Over there to see Oasis concert, which is in London tomorrow. So I hope Woodsy's having a good time.
You know what he asked me last week before the roundtable started because you weren't there? Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Where is Chris?" And I was like... You know what? I don't actually
know where I was. Huh?
I figured it. I thought it was Colorado, and I ended up being right.
Yeah.
But he goes, "What? You don't know where he is?" And I'm like, I guess we just don't talk about this stuff.
I'm pretty sure that I might have mentioned it.
I think you did.
I don't think I made a big deal out of it.
I don't like to bother you or Tony.
We don't know what each other are ever doing if we're not at work.
I'm actually a big, tell you guys
we kind of know what you're doing. We know you're probably home playing video games, but... As far as Tony or me, we don't know what each other is doing ever. My wife always asks me, "What's Tony up to?"
I don't know.
I couldn't
working,
tell you. Could not tell
working,
you.
Working, hanging out with his kids, or...
Or driving to soccer
that's
games.
It. That's all. Are, that's all he does.
Those are his top three things. So, the Open is underway. Let's see. Are there any other stories of any huge thing here? Not really. Star Ray Rice. Rashee Rice. Yeah, Ray Rice was the other one. I guess Rice is not a great name to have if you're a football player, unless it's Jerry Rice.
Oh, good call.
So you're either Jerry Rice, you're at one end of the spectrum, or you're Ray Rice, who was kicked out of football.
Oof.
At the other end of the spectrum. And somewhere in the middle is Rashee Rice, who was involved in that multi-car crash last year, driving 190 miles an hour, whatever he was doing, something stupid. He has been put in jail 30 days. I must tell you, your first thought maybe out there is like, that's it, 30 days? I don't know. Try to spend 3 days in jail, let alone 30.
Probably
going to get your attention.
I've spent one day in jail, and that was
too
much.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. So
let me just tell you this.
This will be the end for Rashee Rice, and I'm sure the Chiefs will get him right back in uniform as soon as possible.
Well, we're going to talk about in the Big Five, like how many games do you think the NFL suspends him, but he can serve that 30 days over the five-year probation, and I tried to look into what that is.
So like, he could check in for 2 days and then go back
out? I don't know if he can just wait till the end of the season and he can do his 30 days in the offseason, or if he can do 5 days here, 5 days there. I don't know, but he's not like just going to jail.
What would you do?
Oh, Adam says he needs the story of me in jail.
I'm sure.
What would I do?
We'll get a story of you in jail if you can remember anything that happened to you while you were
obviously
there.
Obviously, it had something to do with alcohol. I remember everything.
Oh, you
Chris.
Do? Okay.
The booking process, I was very scared. When I got into the big drunk tank cell, I was extremely scared because there were some scary looking people in there.
Yeah.
Then they moved me into another cell with people.
Went into an actual cell.
Yes.
You didn't go just from
and the bathroom was the toilet was not working and the water was not working.
Is there anybody to call?
I knocked on the door. I was like, "Hey, guard, our toilet's not working." And the guard just looked at me.
Right.
I'm serious, Chris. I told him that.
And he was like, "I don't know what you're telling me."
He goes, "Yeah, we'll get right on that."
Yeah, I'm sure they did. This is going to be a surprise since we have a moment. I, too, spent
a night in jail.
Whoa. Yeah. I did not know this. What happened? Okay, now we need this story.
I did.
Me in jail is a given. You in jail is not.
Surprisingly, it didn't have to do with Tony Schumann either, the guy who put me into the fraternity. It wasn't his fault. No, it was my fault. I didn't pay like 100 parking tickets that I had at San Diego State. And anybody who went to San Diego State in my era would understand this. There was never anywhere to park, and you just had to leave your car and go to class. So I'd get parking tickets. I couldn't afford to pay any of them. And I got pulled over for, you know, running a red light later
on. Like a warrant for your arrest?
A bench warrant, it was called.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I had so much money piled up. A bench warrant. And they took me into San Diego Municipal Jail downtown there.
That's where I went.
Yeah, B Street.
Oh, I saw. You know what I saw? It said CE was here.
I did. I carved something out. Sure, I did. But I didn't ever have to go into my own cell. I did have to wait in the holding tank cell for, I don't want to say, 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, that's nothing.
And if you're looking for a crazy story, I almost took a guy's cigarette and smoked it with him because I was so
nervous
and uptight. I'm like, yeah, give me one of those. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing?
Well, then you owe him something.
Right. I'm like, yeah, what am I doing? But yeah, and I will say this. I got out. But what I want to say, there's people who say this, and I don't necessarily disagree with them. Maybe everybody should spend one night in jail.
Maybe.
Is that overstating it? Because I'm going to tell you something. I never stole another pack of bubble gum again. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that was enough. I'm like, no, there's no way I ever even want to go near that again.
Well, they have those programs where they bring in troubled teens and they have them stay over. And some of them go the right way. Some of them continue down the wrong path. But here's a story about my stay. That is totally me. But when the food came around the next day, I was starving.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guys in the cell, I was in the cell with like 7 or 8 other guys.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of them were like, you shouldn't eat that, bro. They put tranquilizers in it. You shouldn't eat it. So I was like so hungry that I ate it anyway. Guess what? No tranquilizers. They just wanted my sandwich.
Oh, they wanted your sandwich.
Yes.
They were like, I wouldn't eat that. And if you said no, they would have eaten it.
Yes, of course.
All right. The show has already deteriorated, and we're not even 30 minutes in. We're
this
talking
is our
about
best stuff
spending
ever.
Time in jail. When we come back, though, Keith Costigan. We'll get back to some sports here. Play-by-play broadcaster, MLS on Apple TV. Break down what happened to San Diego FC last night. They're still in first place, so that's the good news. Both Minnesota and Vancouver also lost. But a troubling evening for the local soccer club. We'll talk about that. And what's ahead the rest of the way on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Adam Klug just came in and said, I can't believe I hired a bunch of criminals. You guys are gone.
He did say that.
Michael Valenzuela backed him up immediately.
Sorry,
yes,
everybody.
Get rid of these losers and louses.
Our ride's here, Chris.
Yeah, right. We're out of here. It is Gwen and Chris and Scrappy.
I have to fix your camera.
Well, it is just continuing. Oh, wait, you want me to try to sign in again?
No, I'm doing this thing.
You're doing that thing?
You got to talk.
All right, I'll keep talking. I don't understand why the camera. Sorry about this. For those listening on the radio, you're like, what does that mean? We are on the YouTube channel, and everybody can watch the show. But the camera has been, my camera has been on the fritz the last couple of days. So Scraby's trying to get that organized. As we get ready to talk a little MLS soccer here with Keith Costigan, play-by-play broadcaster, SDFC, came up shy last night, 0-1. I don't think that's the proper way to announce the score, but they did not score and shut down by a Toronto FC. So it'll be back to work for Mikey Veras' squad. I think their next game's against Vancouver, if I'm not mistaken. The team that has been right behind them.
Yeah, and it's huge for the standings.
Well, I think Minnesota. Let me see. I just clicked. You know, if you click the wrong button in the soccer location, you can't find this stuff very quickly. MLS, I'm begging you, get your own website that I know about, because I don't know where it is. I'm sure if I do MLS.com, maybe something will come up. But I try to find all my information right on ESPN. ESPN does not apparently care about MLS. They just flat out don't, Scraby. If you're on the line there, you can find all the European scores. You can find all of the Premier League stuff, standings, tables, schedules, whatever it is. The MLS stuff is buried and it's difficult to find. So that kind of bothers me a little bit.
That does bother me too.
But SDFC, yes, they are in first place. They do play Vancouver, which is a point behind them. Next, let's see. Wow, they play them Saturday. It's coming up.
Yes,
so they
got to
go Wednesday, Saturday. So they got to go right back to work against Vancouver on Saturday night. Right now, San Diego FC 42 points, Vancouver 41. Minnesota has 40. So it's a three-team battle right now for the top spot. We'll talk a little more soccer in just a moment. What else is we had a good roundtable today. And I recommend, what are you showing me?
I texted you something. I made a typo on the sheet since we do everything in on the
air. Oh, Keith Costigan,
he's
analyst.
He's an analyst, not
Thank
play-by-play.
You very
I just
much.
Want to make sure before I call
right,
him.
Before I exalt him as a play-by-play guy.
And he's like, actually, I'm an analyst.
Yeah, he's coming on here shortly. But Roundtable was really good today. Ben Higgins hosting, we were all on there with Braden and also Paul Reindl. And that's coming up again. If you missed it this morning, it's an hour of commercial-free Padre talk. You'll hear it between 5 and 6 p.m. tonight. But what did we do? Well, you had another funny today.
I had another funny?
Yeah, like you're funny when we asked who the team MVP was through the first 2 months, and everybody said Manny or Fernando or
Was
Nick
it my
Pavetta.
Suite that I stayed in?
And that one you said it was, that time you said it was Tyler Wade was your team MVP, and we all kind of gave you a hard time. No, today we did who was the most surprising player.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, Adrian Morihone.
And you said Adrian Morihone, and everybody... No, you said the category was most underrated.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, oh, that's easy, Adrian Morihone. And everybody looked at you and like, how can he be underrated? He was on the All-Star team.
Because no one talks about him.
Well,
no one. How many times do we spend minutes on Adrian Morihone? Never.
We're going to start spending more, Scraby. Because I said it yesterday, I said it on table today. I am convinced, and I'm sure AJ Preller is going to get word of me being convinced about this and is going to laugh, but I'm convinced that he's going to try to trade Robert Suarez in the next couple of weeks. I just feel it. I don't see Robert Suarez at this point being anything but a major luxury, and luxuries are wonderful unless you have other major holes on your ball club. And the Padres have major holes. I think everybody understands this. They've got to improve offensively. They, you know, hopefully they're going to have enough starting pitching. But right now they are so loaded in the bullpen. I just believe Morihone and Jason Adam can close. And I think Robert Suarez can get the Padres the kind of player they need. But that's neither here nor there for the moment. What is important is that Keith Costigan, analyst, MLS Season Pass, Apple TV, joins us to talk a little football. Hello, Keith. How are you? Thanks for coming on the show today, sir.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we always enjoy our Thursday conversation here on this program, talking a little MLS. Last night, Keith, SDFC, which has been, you know, consistently, you know, one of the, you know, not only the top team, one of the top teams in the league, but offensively, they've been really good, scoring a bunch of goals, and they get shut out at home by Toronto. And, yeah, your thoughts on this, and should we be concerned, or is it an overreaction to one game?
First off, it's not a result that I saw coming. I have to say that. Toronto haven't had a good season. You look at Toronto's pieces in the attack, and you say, no, they're not going to really trouble San Diego. But the first thing I would say to San Diego fans is I wouldn't worry too much. I wouldn't put that much stock into one result when you're given the performances and the outcomes over recent weeks. I think we see this in sports a lot where you have a big game coming up. Vancouver are right up there near the top of the West as well. That game's coming up this Saturday. You're hosting that this Saturday. And then you look at Toronto and people will tell you, no, we didn't overlook Toronto. We were only thinking about Toronto. But human nature is, you look at the league table and you say, no, they're not going to be that good. And all of a sudden, you can see the goal and Toronto defend really well. So I think there's a little bit of that at play here, which is so much focus was going to be on that Vancouver game. The players slightly overlooked this a little bit. The coaching staff didn't make that many changes. It was just one or two. Negri coming in, Pilcher coming in. Perhaps they don't always start as well. But I think overall for me to put too much stock into this would be silly for San Diego fans. I just think it's simply overlooking this game, maybe one eye on the game at the weekend, and because of that you get punished and ultimately fall to defeat.
We're talking to Keith Costigan, analyst for Apple MLS, or sorry, let me start that over, on analyst for Apple TV. I don't know why I'm forgetting what I'm talking about here. I promise you I'm not, I am a professional. But I wanted to ask you, because you called the Vancouver win last night, and so they're going to be coming into town. What is SDFC facing that maybe they haven't really seen this year?
Well, it's the second time these two teams have played each other. It was a couple of weeks ago where San Diego won 5-3 in Vancouver. They were electric. They scored almost every time they went forward. One of the issues is Milan Olofsky, who got four of those goals, is going to be moved on. So that's difficult. But the other part of this is Vancouver have switched systems since then. So last night they played in a defensive system with a back three rather than a back four. And they look really, really fluid in that. And what I mean by fluid is they look like they balanced defending well, not giving up many goal-scoring opportunities, and being a real threat on the counter-attack. So I think that's the issue at hand here. You're playing one of the best teams in the league this weekend at home. The positives are you've beaten them recently. The negatives are they're coming off one of their best performances of the season and they're playing in a system that you didn't see a couple of weeks ago. So it all makes up for me, like, you know, coming in as a neutral, commentating this game, I think it's going to be a spectacular matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you're right. San Diego, I think, yeah, I don't want to say they embarrassed them on their home pitch, but five goals is quite a bit. And you know Vancouver's going to be – they remember that. I do want to ask you about Alaska because, look, we are still, you know, getting our feet wet a little bit in the world of, you know, soccer. And so a lot of us, and I'm raising my hand here, don't 100% understand him being loaned here to San Diego, and then they tried, I guess, to keep him in San Diego, but couldn't work something out, so he goes back to Europe. This is obviously very common. Can you just kind of explain the process and, you know, is this something that the MLS has, you know, we see this often?
Yeah, clubs do this. I know, you know, covering other sports or watching other sports, you don't have a loan system within it.
Right.
So a loan system basically allows for a club to take a look before purchasing or coming up with a prior agreement. Hey, we're going to take this player on loan. And at the end of that agreement, we will have an obligation to buy or sign that player. It's almost like getting to borrow a car from the dealership before you actually pay for it and seeing if you enjoy driving it around. Now, some of the issues there is if you don't have fixed language in the agreement, the club that loans them out may all of a sudden change the parameters of it. They might have seen that Milan Alofsky played well and said, we want more for Milan Alofsky now because he's playing so well. Or they might have had the ability to cut that loan short. So you kind of need that language set before the player arrives. I think the way he played, scoring 10 goals, four of those goals coming in that match against Vancouver, made him a little bit more of a hot commodity.
Yeah.
But going back now, that opens the door up for his parent club to perhaps sell him somewhere else. They can use the window. Obviously, it was good for San Diego that he got goals, but also good for his parent club because then can now say, well, this is a player, as we've always said, who's marketable, and now we can sell him for more based on what he did in his time at San Diego.
Is it possible that he was too successful for us, in a sense? Like, if he would have just toned it down a little, we could have kept him.
Yeah, if we could have just kept him quiet for a few weeks, got the deal over the line, and then get the four goals, that would have been
right.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so hard to discuss without knowing the actual language in there.
Yeah.
But I also want to say, I think if you're a club, you have to be disciplined in the way you do things. So if San Diego had a number in mind and said, we're ready to pay this, and all of a sudden the parameters change just because of one or two performances, that's not good business either for San Diego. So you like the fact that they're being disciplined in their approach. They're not going to change their mindset based on one or two really, really good performances. I would imagine fans are a little bit disappointed, particularly because Milan's from the area. He's a hometown kid. But San Diego have done such good business so far. I would have faith in the fact that they have something cooking over the next few weeks to replace the outgoing Milan Alofsky.
We're talking to Keith Costigan, analyst for Apple TV. He's going to be on the call for this weekend's game between Vancouver and SDFC. And my question is, like, as an expansion team, they've played so well, and a lot of the guests that we've had on are just, like, impressed by how they've played. But who would you give the credit to if you had to choose one, like the GM, the coach, or the players? Who is the one responsible for putting this season together, you think?
Oh, that is a great question. I'll try not to sit on the fence because I do think everybody deserves some credit. You sign a player, you have to be able to identify that player, but then that player has to deliver. I would still go for the coach. I've seen teams sign players that I know are good players and the coach be unable to implement that player in a system, get the best out of them. I think Mikey Varis has done that as a coach because you look at young players like Verhoeven and Luca Bombino, they've delivered this season. Then you look at a player like Tverskov in the middle of midfield, who I don't think many in MLS knew about. He's delivered. And then you look at the designated players, the big name players who you're saying, look, we're going to pay you more. You have to give us more. Chucky Lozano and Anders Dreyer, they have been sensational. So I think when you add up all of those elements, you have to look at the job Mikey Varis has done. And I think he's in the conversation for Coach of the Year. I think BJ Callahan in Nashville is right up there with him as well. But the fact that the coach has got the best out of so many different groups of players, young, veteran players, designated players, I would have to go for him as the the number one. But GM not far behind, and the players have obviously delivered as well. But Mikey Barris, for me, should take slightly more credit than everybody else for the job so far.
I think that was a great answer, except for the part where you told him it was a good question. Because he's going to be annoying to deal with now the rest of the day.
You know, only one of us has gotten a good question today.
Yeah, right. I can't ask a good one. And this probably won't be a good one either. The League's Cup is coming up at the end of the month. Talk a little bit about what this is all about for those, again, that are not surprised, because we see it now in the NBA. They actually have a tournament during the season, but we're not familiar with it. The MLS is going to go on hiatus for a little while. How does this all work, and what is at stake for SDFC and the league in this League's Cup that starts at the end of the month?
Well, that is a great question.
There we go. Thank you.
All right, I got to come up with another one.
That's right.
This is a tournament that I think is a great idea that MLS and Liga MX have implemented. You know, over the last couple of years, we've seen this rivalry grow between Liga MX teams from Mexico's top league, and MLS. And I think, you know, San Diego being a border team, the fact that you get the chance to go up against big teams. I know you guys played Club America recently in a friendly. I just think that's added competition, added exposure for the team, for, you know, that ever-expanding fan base right down there on the border or south of the border into Mexico. So what's at stake is you can win an opportunity to play in CONCACAF Champions Cup, which is the regional tournament, which has teams from all over CONCACAF, from Central America, from Mexico, from Canada, which can be quite lucrative. If you win that, you can go all the way to Club World Cup, which is every 4 years, which you've just seen take place here in North America over the last 2 weeks. So much on the line. But I almost start with the simple thing as players is bragging rights. You want to play against the best teams in Mexico. You want to start to say, hey, look, MLS is better than Liga MX. And part of that is performing in these matchups. And that's why it's so exciting. And I think even more so for San Diego than anybody else, because you have the best of both worlds, being a border town and being so close to Mexico and seeing what they've done with their football league over the last decade. It's going to be an exciting time. MLS will still play. There'll be a slight pause in terms of for a week, but the MLS games will still keep coming as well.
Okay.
So you have to balance both, but it's exciting to play against international opposition and showcase why you're a team that can compete, not just in North America, but anywhere in this region as well.
So, you know, that's kind of the way I thought about this, Keith. We appreciate the time. As you know, you guys have been great to us at Apple TV. But, you know, these tournaments are the kinds of things that can elevate the MLS as a whole in the minds of soccer people, right? I mean, if you do well, it just looks good for the whole league, right?
Yeah, and you have, when you talk about, you know, we cover teams all over the country. And when you go to a city like San Francisco or even north, I've gone to Minnesota and done a Club America game. They have fans that come out in numbers. So the idea behind that is you may have fans in San Diego that support other teams from Liga MX. They come out to watch them, but they leave impressed with what they've seen from San Diego. So you have the chance to, you know, continue to build your fan base. You know, San Diego FC, 1 year in, you know, we've all been impressed with what's happening, but you're still building that fan base. And the idea that you can kind of tap into that market as well, which is here in America, which, you know, we have so many Liga MX fans here in America. You look at the numbers, television numbers for those games here, and they're incredible. So you have the opportunity to open up a fan base, to bring in young fans. And, you know, maybe they're coming to watch somebody else initially, but they're leaving talking about you. So I think for Mikey Varas, for San Diego, for you guys in the neighborhood, that's going to be exciting as well.
All right. Well, enjoy your time in San Diego. Enjoy the match. Saturday night should be a great one. And Keith, thanks so much for the time. We really like talking soccer with all you guys, and we'll hopefully catch up with you down the road, sir. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff there. Talking MLS, talking SDFC, and Keith Costigan, the analyst. Costigan, the analyst for MLS. This tournament is going to be weird to us, but it's going to be more important to the club and the league than we think.
Because
they're going to be playing teams that have a following especially south of the border,
yep.
they're going to want to come and watch their team play this team.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of bragging rights.
I'm trying to get on the executive director of the tournament for next week to explain a little bit for us.
All right. Well, before that, you got the big match against Vancouver Saturday night, and I like what he said. Maybe SDFC was indeed looking ahead last night. Got tripped up by Toronto getting ready for that Vancouver match. Makes sense. When we come back, another athlete has been robbed while he's been traveling. This is a story that is not going away. We'll kick that around. All-Star Game ratings are in. And Daily Gambit. Stick around. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.